As the Lord's heritage, they will be qualified to take up the work, where they are. A light will shine from such homes which will reveal itself in behalf of the ignorant, leading them to the source of all knowledge. An influence will be exerted that will be a power for God and for His truth. Authority 6.4 Parents who can be approached in no other way are frequently reached through their children. 37 Authority 6.5 Cheerful homes will be a light to neighbors. We need more sunshiny parents and more sunshiny Christians. We are too much shut up within ourselves. Too often the kindly, encouraging word, the cheery smile, are withheld from our children and from the oppressed and discouraged. Authority 7.1 Parents, upon you rests the responsibility of being light bearers and light givers. Shine, as lights in the home, brightening the path that your children must travel. As you do this, your light will shine to those without. Authority 7.2 From every Christian home a holy light should shine forth. Love should be revealed in action. It should flow out in all home intercourse, showing itself in thoughtful kindness, in gentle, unselfish courtesy. There are homes, where this principle is carried out, homes, where God is worshipped and truest love reigns. From these homes morning and evening prayer ascends to God as sweet incense, and His mercies and blessings descend upon the suppliants like the morning dew. Authority 7.3 Results of Family Unity. The first work of Christians is to be united in the family. Then the work is to extend to their neighbors nigh and afar off. Those who have received light are to let the light shine forth in clear rays. Their words, fragrant with the love of Christ, are to be a savor of life unto life. Authority 7.4 The more closely the members of a family are united in their work in the home, the more uplifting and helpful will be the influence that father and mother and sons and daughters will exert outside the home. Authority 7.5 Good men needed more than great minds. The happiness of families and churches depends upon home 38 influences. Eternal interests depend upon the proper discharge of the duties of this life. The world is not so much in need of great minds as of good men who will be a blessing in their homes. Authority 7.6 Avoid mistakes that may close doors. When religion is manifested in the home, its influence will be felt in the church and in the neighborhood. But some who profess to be Christians talk with their neighbors concerning their home difficulties. They relate their grievances in such a way as to call forth sympathy for themselves, but it is a great mistake to pour our trouble into the ears of others, especially when many of our grievances are manufactured and exist because of our unreligious life and defective character. Those who go forth to lay their private grievances before others might better remain at home to pray, to surrender their perverse will to God, to fall on the rock and be broken, to die to self that Jesus may make them vessels unto honor. Authority 8.1 A lack of courtesy, a moment of petulance, a single rough, thoughtless word, will march your reputation, and may close the door to hearts, so that you can never reach them. Authority 8.2 Christianity in the home shines abroad. The effort to make the home what it should be, a symbol of the home in heaven, prepares us for work in a larger sphere. The education received by showing a tender regard for each other enables us to know how to reach hearts that need to be taught the principles of true religion. The church needs all the cultivated spiritual force which can be obtained, that all, and especially the younger members of the Lord's family, may be carefully guarded. The truth lived at home makes itself felt in 39 disinterested labor abroad. He who lives Christianity in the home will be a bright and shining light everywhere. Authority 8.3 Chapter 6, The Great Decision. A happy or unhappy marriage, if those who are contemplating marriage would not have miserable, unhappy reflections after marriage, they must make it a subject of serious, earnest reflection now. This step taken unwisely is one of the most effective means of ruining the usefulness of young men and women. Life becomes a burden, a curse. No one can so effectually ruin a woman's happiness and usefulness, and make life a heart-sickening burden, as her own husband, and no one can do 100th part, as much to chill the hopes and aspirations of a man, to paralyze his energies and ruin his influence and prospects, as his own wife. It is from the marriage hour that many men and women date their success or failure in this life, and their hopes of the future life. Authority 3.1 I wish I could make the youth see and feel their danger, especially the danger of making unhappy marriages. A 43.2 marriage is something that will influence and affect your life both in this world and in the world to come. A sincere Christian will not advance his plans in this direction without the knowledge that God approves his course. He will not want to choose for himself, but will feel that God must choose for him. We are not to please ourselves, for Christ pleased not himself. I would not be understood to mean that anyone is to marry one whom he does not love. This would be sin. But fancy and the emotional nature must not be allowed to lead on to ruin. God requires the whole heart, the supreme affections. 43.3 Make haste slowly. You have correct views of the marriage relation. Many seem to think that it is the attainment of perfect bliss, but if they could know one quarter of the heartaches of men and women that are bound by the marriage vow in chains that they cannot and dare not break, they would not be surprised that I trace these lines.